The first thing you want to do now is check your credit.
Yes.
Tracy, can you?
Credit is extremely important, and it takes time to make sure that it's at the right number. It could save you hundreds and thousands of dollars making sure that your credit is as good as it could be. The difference between 1% on certain loans could be $200,000 over the life of your loan. So you want to go to get your FICO scores, which are the scores that most banks use, and you could do that online at MyFICO. You can go to my website, North Shore Advisory, and go to the Order and Credit tab and order your FICO scores. If they're under a 740, give us a call at North Shore. It's on the website. It's also, you could also ask questions on Ask Element about your credit score, and we'll answer those as well.
That's the other part.
It could be a huge problem, because once you become a co-borrower or even a co-app on a credit card, it's the same thing. You're jointly responsible for that debt. Mm-hmm. And it also is going to be reported on your credit report. So let's say your son wants to buy a home or get a co-op, and he's in a cash business, and he needs your income to be approved for that loan. So you co-apply for the loan with him, and then he doesn't have the money to pay his mortgage a year down the line, or he's late all the time, and you have no idea that your credit is being ruined because he's late 30 days every 3 months. Now your credit score drops over 100 points, and you want to go buy a retirement property, and you can't because your credit score is so low that you're not approved. That's one problem. The other problem is, let's say he can't pay his mortgage at all. Now you're on the hook for that mortgage.
Time.
And you want to make sure you're paying. You have the power, the control of paying that bill. Because if the other person is late and they're the payer, it's going to go on your credit.
You want to know about it.
If you get